certain someone you've been searching hard to find. It's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes far apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my sworn to understand. It completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So please don't misunderstand me. I don't want to go too far without knowing just one answer. Can I trust you with my can I trust you with my heart?
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Florida could get soaked as a tropical depression in the Atlantic will likely become Tropical Storm Imelda. The storm already hitting the Dominican Republic. Imelda could get a tug east from Hurricane Umberto, which is farther east, says ABC News forecaster Jeff Benson.
All along the Florida coastline, you're going to see wind and rain. It's just a matter of how much of, obviously, the onshore flow brings that threat of flooding as well.
President Trump today on social media saying he'll send troops to what he calls war-ravaged Portland, Oregon, noting the new surge of other federal agents into the city. Portland Mayor Keith Wilson calls it an unnecessary show.
We have armored vehicles on the streets of Portland and reported agents throughout our community.
President Trump, tariffs go into effect this week, expected to boost prices on certain furniture, kitchen cabinets, and prescription drugs. Russia is saying one of its nuclear submarines has had a major accident in the Mediterranean. This is ABC News. The FBI Agents Association is calling on Congress to investigate the firing of as many as 20 agents. ABC's Brian Clark.
Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News that a number of FBI agents were fired after kneeling during a protest following George Floyd's death in 2020. The FBI Agents Association said in a Friday statement that the firings were unlawful and noted that some of the agents were military veterans with additional statutory protection.
The FBI has declined to comment. A stampede at a rally for a popular actor and politician in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu leaves at least 36 people dead and 40 others injured, says the state's health minister. Stampedes relatively common in India when large crowds gather. That was Meryl Streep in a front row seat today at the Dolce & Gabbana Theater in Milan, in character as Miranda Priestley for the Devil Wears Prada sequel. The devil wore sunglasses and a Dolce & Gabbana vinyl trench coat. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Another nice day on Sunday with sunshine and highs back to the mid-70s. For Monday, sunshine, highs around 81. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 80. Mid-70s Wednesday. On Thursday, mostly sunny, 76. Slight chance of rain by Thursday night and Friday. Right now, 71 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts. Just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
Toby Keith there, should have been a cowboy. I'm JD. Get another great hour of music started. We've got music from Parker McCollum, Kenny Chesney, and right now it's Brad Paisley with We Dance.
The bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. Chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. From that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you on one condition. And we danced. Played, we held each other close, and we danced. Yeah, we danced.
Don't worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country, 1430.
A little country church on a two-lane road. Bride and a groom coming out the door. White lace dress and a red bouquet. Just married, written on a blue Chevrolet. Don't that make you want to fall in love? Don't that look like a picture of us? A match made in heaven if there ever was. Don't that make you want to fall? That just makes me want to give you my heart. Every forever needs a place to start. Gotta be a sign from my baby. Don't that make you wanna
porch swing, still holding hands like they were 16. 50 good years, they're a lover's dream. Darling, that could be you.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Time would be the last time, but here I am.
JD with you on a Saturday as we bring you the best in music, finishing up my last hour of the show from Chad Brock, Leroy Parnell, and Jackson D.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know there's a place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAFE25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAFE25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAFE25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SAFE25.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
To my old apartment, that's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, I said wow, she said when, and I said how about right now, love can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. Family and friends.
We got you covered. From Del to Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Heavens to Betsy, I don't know if you can hear me, but appear coming in clear as a bell. Heavens to Betsy, I finally quit the drinking, so I hate that my demons put you through hell. Until I see you.
Justin Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier will punch his ticket to the Championship Four and run for the title.
And this is the NASCAR Xfinity Series, live on Motor Racing Network.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs roll into Kansas Speedway for the second race in the round of 12, and the intensity is only getting hotter. Connor Zilich may have dominated the regular season, racking up wins and stage points, but now it's all about survival.
We just got to go into these races with the same mindset we have before and try and do our best to win, but, you know, at the same time, keep in the back of our minds that, you know, at the bottom line, we need to finish and just walk out of these races with points. It doesn't need to be a 60-point day, but...
Several big names are in danger of falling short, including Nick Sanchez and Jesse Love, both sitting just 3 points below the cut line. With only two races left to advance, every position, every point, and every pit stop matters. Kansas is a fast, unforgiving track where bold moves and late race drama are the norm, and for Sanchez, Love, and the others still on the bubble, a win might be their only way forward. Live from Kansas City, Kansas, the NASCAR Xfinity Series presents the Kansas Lottery 300 from Kansas Speedway, exclusively on the Motor Racing Network.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Under sunny skies and an unseasonably warm temperature of 85 degrees, welcome to Motor Racing Network's live coverage of the Kansas Lottery 300. I'm Alex Hayden alongside Todd Gordon and Mike Bagley. And Mike, as we get set for the second race in this opening round of the playoffs for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, an awful lot is on the line on a very difficult racetrack.
Well, first of all, the NASCAR Xfinity Series has cleared its final off weekend of the year. They've got a six-race burst that kicks off today at Kansas Speedway. The middle race in the round of 12 brings everybody to Kansas, and when you look at those that are maybe first through fourth on the playoff leaderboard, they have some advantage. You talk about Connor Zilich, plus 85 above the cut line, all the way down to Carson Quapel, who's fourth on the leaderboard. He's in by 16. But it's there and below where things get really tight. Harrison Burton is in by 9. Brandon Jones is in by 8. Sheldon Creed's in by 7. Taylor Gray is in by 3. But you've also got drivers like Nick Sanchez, Jesse Love, Austin Hill, Sammy Smith that are fighting for their playoff life, Todd Gordon, on a hot, slick racetrack. And these drivers need to do what they need to do to get it done today so they're not faced with that uphill climb when they go to the Roval, the final race of the round of 12 next week.
Yeah, we definitely want to be on the front side of the cut line. And that's not a, to your point, that's from fifth on back. That's multiple cars, four either side of it. So you got a lot of players in the mix here. Eight cars vying for four spots as we work forward, and they're all single digits. Having a good stage can make a huge difference for any of these race cars.
And after qualifying and practice today, three cars will go to the back of the field for unapproved adjustments. Daniel Dye, Garrett Smithley, and playoff contender Harrison Burton.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin both.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to know for racing fuel. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
In a moment, we'll get you trackside to hear from some of today's competitors. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built on service.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back here at Kansas Speedway, as we promised, we'll take you trackside to hear from some of today's competitors. After qualifying today, Brandon Jones picked up the pole position. Twice a winner here at the Xfinity Series at Kansas Speedway. He's with Steve Post from Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Alex's 13th career pole position here. So before we get to the pole run today, this racetrack, your career first win, your numbers here with a couple of different wins, a lot of top 10. What is there about this racetrack that has just always suited you so well, Brandon?
Yeah, just the way I get around. I guess mile and a half in general, I think it suits my driving style pretty well. But, man, another better place to be than on the pole here. We want good stages today. We want to really capitalize on all three stages this evening. So starting well like we're doing, that's going to help so much. I think we've got a hot rod to go chase for a win today this afternoon as well.
You know what a winning car feels like here. How does this car feel when you had practice longer runs here earlier today?
Practice, I was a little bit too far on the tight side. But I think after qualifying was concerned, we're really, really close to what it should feel like to go grab the checkered. So I'm excited for it and to see what we got.
Excited for sure. That is Brandon Jones. He is the driver that will lead us to green here this afternoon.
So as we get set to go here with the Kansas Lottery 300, drivers are right now being introduced to everybody that is in attendance. And obviously, Brandon Jones has a lot to look forward to today. So does Taylor Gray. We'll get his thoughts in a moment. Matter of fact, let's get him right now. He's 3 points above the cut line. Two races left in the round of 12. Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana is with him.
And Mike, it's his fifth front row start of the year. It's actually the 71st time Joe Gibbs Racing has swept the front row. So Taylor, when you look at this racetrack, but also where you are in the playoffs, how do you kind of compartmentalize everything and what's the goal today? Obviously probably put it in victory lane, but just how do you take in everything in the situation that you guys are in going to this race?
Yeah, I feel like obviously we've done our job so far to this point. I feel like we brought a really fast operation there at JR Super, as fast as Xfinity Mobile. Proud of everyone at Joe Gibbs Racing, obviously sweeping the front row, showing the speed we do have at these mile and a halfs, and especially here at Kansas. So, yeah, I feel like we've done our job to this point. Just have to go and execute our race, right? Make good adjustments throughout the race, keep up with the racetrack, and you know, obviously execute pit stops and be there when it counts, and obviously want to have a chance to be able to win the race, but also have to keep in mind that points are a huge deal. Don't want to be in a tough spot going into next week at the Roval.
You mentioned keep up with the racetrack. It's hot. It's probably going to be slick out there to start. What kind of changes do you expect this racetrack to go through, and how do you have to adjust to that?
I think it constantly just building rubber and getting freer as the racetrack gets slicker. So just keeping up with that and anticipating what my car will do and anticipating the changes that I need will be key.
Taylor Gray going to start second in his Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Again, plus three to the cut. He'll be one to watch here this afternoon.
That's an all-Toyota front row, Brandon Jones and Taylor Gray. That's Driver Spotlight. It's presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo Racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Soldana.
Oh, no. I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro. On them, it's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us, with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
24-monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended, balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
The Motor Racing Network and Ally Bank have partnered to honor women in motorsports. This week, we spotlight Richmond Raceway track president, Lori Collier Warren, for her contributions in motorsports.
I grew up here coming to the track with my grandfather. He lived a couple of blocks away with my grandmother. He would park cars here. He couldn't always afford to come here to watch the races, so he would park cars in order to be able to afford it. He would bring me along to supposedly help him. I was not the help that he had hoped for, I'm positive. But it was a nice special time that I would spend with my grandfather. And so that was a fond memory that I had here coming to the track.
The Motor Racing Network honoring women in motorsports was brought to you by Ally Bank.
Ally Bank presents Women in Motorsports. Ally Bank, no matter what you're saving for, whether it be race tickets, a car, or a new home, you need the bank that's your ally. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Let's catch up with the driver that's going for win number 10 of the 2025 NASCAR Xfinity Series campaign. We're speaking of Connor Zilich. He's 85 points above the cut line, and he's with Steve Post.
Starts in the 7th spot on that quest for the 10 win is Connor Zilich. So Connor qualified in the 7th spot. Kind of describe what you found, what you have at a race car here today.
Yeah, I think we'll be good in the race. I ran on the top groove the whole practice session, and then come to qualifying, found out that the bottom was faster, so it was my first lap on the bottom, and I just didn't do a great job. So I feel like we've got a really fast Carolina Carport Chevrolet, and just got a few spots to make up.
You mentioned the bottom, you mentioned the top. This track does move around. How different? Is a good balanced car work across the board, or are there significant differences from the bottom all the way to the top?
It does change, but I think a fast car will go fast anywhere. So fingers crossed that we have that today, but I feel pretty confident in it.
Connor Zilich going to roll off from the 7th spot. Chris Wilner.
Brendan Butterbean Queen, your ARCA Menard Series winner last night and unofficial champion. He still has to run over at Toledo in a couple of weeks. But your second start here in this College Racing Chevrolet, the Xfinity Series, and you put it on position number 4. Were you a little surprised about that qualifying effort?
I have all the faith in this College Racing, Action Industries, Lee Filter, Celsius Chevrolet. I wanted to do it for them. I felt like I let them down at Bristol when I qualified bad and messed up on my end. So car had, good pace in practice, even though we were group one. You never know how it's going to really turn out, but just went for it in Q, and I know a lot of learning is going to happen today, and the goal is to run all the laps, but it'd be nice to stay up front. And obviously, already just kind of showing that I can do this in the right circumstance. So it's cool to be starting up front with all the playoff guys.
We talk often with young drivers about experience. You have a lot of experience at Kansas, both in the ARCA car and now, of course, this weekend with the Xfinity car. How much does that play into the factor? Obviously, last night conditions were different, but what did you learn that may help you today?
Yeah, I think it's just repetition of laps, running by the wall, moving around, seeing what the track did. But it's just going to be totally different in this car. They race so differently, more horsepower, small spoilers. So there's going to be situations I get put in that I don't know how the car is going to react, and I just got to learn.
All right, that's Brendan Butterbean Queen again. Starts for today, his second appearance in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Told me he had to put the Waffle House trip from last night on hold because he's got racing to do here this afternoon.
Won the ARCA Menard Series Reese's 150 last night. He will clinch the 2025 ARCA Menard Series Championship just by starting the race next weekend in Toledo.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
Looking for a weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
Today's race is 200 laps, 300 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 45 and 90. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Back at Kansas Speedway, getting ready for the Kansas Lottery 300 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Right now, the drivers have been introduced. They're congregating at their cars. Let's chat with Sam Mayer, who's trying to put his car into victory lane today. He's with Chris.
And he starts in the top five in the third position, his 11th top five start in the last 12 races. Sam, when you look at the points, though, first of all, up 35 in a relatively healthy position, but how do you kind of take where you're sitting I'm sure you'd like a little more comfort going into the Roval next week?
Yeah, 35 is not near enough for sure. We want to be at least 50, and I think we'll be in a good spot. But, yeah, I mean, just hats off to everybody at Haas Factory Team. They've done a great job this season. You said that we have 11 top fives in the last 12 races starting spots. So that's really, really good. We've been Mr. Consistent, I guess you could call us. We haven't won all the races, gotten all the glory, but we've been doing a lot of the work in the dark and getting this program a lot better, and it's kind of showing the last couple of weeks especially. So I'm really looking forward to getting this Autobell Ford Mustang out there. It's certainly as fast as Xfinity Mobile, and hopefully we can keep it up front and keep the speed in it, because this place is certainly certainly a lot of fun and one place I want to do really well at.
I know you told me you like to slip and slide around, especially here at Kansas. What are you looking forward to, especially you've got some cup rubber that's still left over from qualifying and practice? How will that change things at the start?
Yeah, I mean, we practiced early this morning, so the track has changed a significant amount since then. So it's going to be interesting to see how it acts, like you mentioned, with the cup rubber. If we can pick that stuff up quickly and put our own down, I think it'll react to our car better. But we'll kind of have to wait and see if the wall comes in, because between this place, Homestead, and Fontana, all these places that have been so much fun and are so fast, the wall is probably the best place to be, but it's all rubber dependent right now. We'll see.
We will wait and see. That's a matter of fact. Sam Mayer going to start in the third position, Steve.
Starting in the fifth spot is Justin Allgaier. We're just chatting with Sam Mayer, and he talked about this place being up against the wall like other racetracks, like Homestead. You won Homestead earlier this year. What's the car? How does the car feel? And your mile-and-a-half savvy's been pretty good this year.
Yeah, I mean, if there's one shining light this year, it has been the mile-and-a-half stuff. And just really proud of this team, everybody at Junior Motorsports. Our Brand Professional Agriculture Chevy is really good. We felt like in practice there, just managing practice, managing the day, learning as much as we can. You know, this racetrack here in Kansas is unique. It's odd. It's as fast as Xfinity Mobile on its own, right? But it doesn't have a lot of grip, and you're kind of always searching around. And while I don't disagree with Sam, we saw in practice that it definitely shifted higher and then kind of came back down. Qualifying was around the bottom. So I think there's just a lot of unknowns, a lot of question marks for this afternoon's race. So Got beautiful weather. It's nice and hot. We're hopefully going to put a good race on for the fans that are here and the ones that are home listening, and then go after it and see what we can do.
What will the heat do? What's your guess what the heat will do? We're not used to 85-degree weather here in Kansas.
I don't know that I ever remember an 85-degree day here in Kansas. So and the wind's not blowing, which is also unique. But I think the biggest thing is what you expect here is just kind of the unknowns, right? This place is slick, but it's big and wide, and you can race any lane on it. So, you know, I think the hot temperatures are going to make the track slick. And finding a spot where your car works that you're not really hanging on, you're just able to make consistent laps, that's going to be the most important piece of it.
Justin Allgaier rolls off fifth here this afternoon.
Of course, this is the fifth of 6 mile-and-a-half races this year in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Junior Motorsports / Hendrick Motorsports cars have won them all. William Byron, most recently at Charlotte. Kyle Larson won Texas. And the gentleman that you just heard from right there, Justin Allgaier, winning at Homestead Miami Speedway and the first one of the year at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
And he mentioned it's a warm day, 85 degrees here, not a cloud in the sky. The wind is blowing here across the plains of the Midwest. It's blowing across the infield from turns 1 and 2 back over to turns 3 and 4. Now let's go trackside for pre-race ceremonies here at Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise as you're able, remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Nevada High School Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from Barker Memorial Church of God in Christ, Pastor Randall Manning.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We ask your blessings upon this racing event. Bless the drivers and the supporting crew members who will contribute their skills for a safe and victorious race. Lord, bless the families, friends, and all that are present. This we pray in Jesus' name, our Savior. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome Kansas City, Missouri-based American blues and soul musician Danielle Nicole.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Kansas Lottery 300 is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Don't miss a moment of the NASCAR season.
Chastain drove it and never lifted. Put it against the safer barrier and all the way around the turn passes Denny Hamlin.
Check out the Motor Racing Network's coverage of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series on hundreds of local radio stations around the country. Find your local station by going to MRN.com to catch the excitement of NASCAR on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Give it a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race car today, pal.
Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Kansas Lottery 300 from Kansas Speedway. Brought to you by Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR, member FDIC. By GoodRx, for simple, smart savings on your prescriptions, go to GoodRx.com. By Straight Talk Wireless, real unlimited data for fans of fast, official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota, for the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco, from NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Pre-race pomp and circumstance just about buttoned up here at the Kansas Speedway. All that remains to be given is the command to fire engines, and we will be off and running in the second race in the round of 12 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs.
That's the voice of Mike Bagley. I'm Alex Hayden. Championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon with us to our left, and championship-winning driver Joey Logano is joining us here in the broadcast booth as well. Joey, you out on the racetrack today with NASCAR Cup Series practice and qualifying. Track conditions on an unseasonably hot day here in Kansas. What was it like out there?
It was hot and slick, and you've seen these cars in qualifying already. We're sliding around a lot. The Xfinity cars were, the Cup cars were as well, which usually puts on a good race. So I'm excited to see some of this and get to call it with you guys.
Well, let's put this to bed right now. Challenging qualifying effort for the 22 car today. What happened out there?
Nothing good happened. mainly bad things. We had a right rear tire go down. That wore off a lot of the diffuser strakes, which was a lot of downforce made by those. And when you ride around with a flat tire, you wear those off. You don't have an option, though. If you get towed back, you're done. You don't even get an opportunity to qualify. So we gave it a shot. She was really, really, really loose. And so we'll get some new diffuser strakes. We'll start in the back tomorrow, and off we go.
So we look forward to today's 300 miles. Todd Gordon, what kind of strategy play is going to come in for these Xfinity Series teams and crew chiefs?
Yeah, this is one that, you know, where you can be to, where the cautions fly and pieces like that are going to dictate it. You look at it, stages 45 and 90, I would think that the teams would run those out by the tire, you know, the amount of tires that they have here. It just becomes a question, if a caution comes, where they kind of want to use up that extra set.
And this is something we'll be following all race long, as right now we're getting ready to get the command to fire engines. A 200-lap event here at Kansas Speedway throws a lot in a driver's direction, a lot in a crew chief's direction. And as Alex, it's always fun to watch which lane prevails, because every lane of this racetrack will be immediately available to everybody on the racetrack.
This is the second race of the opening round of playoffs, the round of 12 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. There are some drivers that need those valuable stage points. Things are relatively tight around the playoff cut line. Taylor Gray's the last one in right now with a 3-point advantage. Now, let's go trackside for the command to fire engines.
Kansas Speedway, let's give a big Chiefs Kingdom welcome to your Grand Marshal. He's a former outside linebacker from 2006 to 2018, a five-time Pro Bowler, and one of the most dominant pass rushers in franchise history, Kansas City Chiefs legend Tom Bahaly.
I just want to say, God bless America,
And driver, start your engine!